We're in the middle of Perek Mem. Birachamim, we are on page Resh Pe Aleph. Rape, Resh Pe Aleph. On the top of the page. In the middle of Perek Mem, the Balatanya Zechutot Hagen Ba'adenu Ve'ad Kol Yisrael told us that any Torah, any mitzvot that are done without kavana, they don't have the energy with which to fly all the way up to ascend to the Olamot Elyonim, to the Yutzfirot of Yetzirah, Yutzfirot of Bri'ah. In fact, if it's only Kavana Stam, so maybe it can get to the Hechalot, to the outer chambers. Bichlal, if it has wrong Kavana, it gets stuck in the Klipa of this world. The Balatanya begins on the top of page Resh Pe Aleph, Ve'af De'oraita. He begins with a question on this. He asks like this, Ve'af De'oraita v'kutshabrichu kolachad, shehu urtzono echad. Even though we know the Torah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, Hashem and His will, which is manifested in the words of the Torah, is one. So, what does it matter if kavana or not kavana? You learn Torah, that Torah, that's Dvar Hashem, it should go up. That's it. What does it matter if kavana or not kavana? That's how the Mefarshim explain this line in the Tanya. Ve'af de'oraita v'kutshabrichu kolachad shehu rutzono echad. But he begins the answer here. He says, הרי קודשה בריחו איהו ממלא כל אלמין בשווה. We know that הקדוש ברוך הוא permeates the entire universe equally. There's no spot in the universe, no matter where, that you can say, here Hashem is present less. No. He's ממלא כל אלמין בשווה. Hashem fills the world, the universe, everywhere equally. And yet, but we know that the worlds are not on the same level. There's higher worlds. There's Atzilut, it's Beriah, there's Yetzirah, there's Asiya, and there's our world. So in other words, Hashem is present everywhere just the same, equally. And yet the level of the worlds are different. How is that? Hashinui hu mehamekablim. The change is not from the perspective, we spoke about this many times, not from the perspective of Hashem, but from those who are receiving, meaning from us. Bebet prinot, in two facets, meaning he's explaining the difference in the levels of the worlds, is because of two aspects. Ha'echad, sheha'elyonim mekablim he'ara yoter gdola le'en ketz me'atachtonim, ve'hashenit, shemekablim beli levushim u'masachim rabim kol kach kebatachtonim. Let me explain here. We know there's a concept called tzimtzum. Tzimtzum means a diminishment, right? Constriction. Filtered. The light of Hashem, as it descends to the lower, to the lower, to the lower worlds, it's mitztamtzem, more and more, betzimtzum. That's one concept. There's another concept, and that's called hester panim. Hashem hiding His face. Remember these two. There's tzimtzum, and there is hester panim. Tzimtzum is in regards to the quantity of light. Hester panim already obscures the light, so it already gives it a different quality. Mashal ema davar domeh, let's say there's a lot of light in the room, and you put on tinted glasses. So that's an idea, that's a concept of tzimtzum. what you did was, the light now is less. You still see everything clearly, but the light is less. That's tzimtzum. Hestel pani means not only tinted glasses, but let's say you put, you know, the type of glass, you know, opaque, like let's say something that would obscure the vision. You can see, but it looks different. It changes everything. That's hestel panim. So these are the two bechinot by which the light of Hashem, as it descends to the lower worlds, there are two aspects by which every world has the light of Hashem in a different way. A, as far as tzimtzum, less light is shown. And to the point, for example, in our world, hester panim. Not only less light, but also lack of clarity. Cannot see. So he says, Ve'olam hazeh hu olam ha-shafel bebet b'chinot. Our world, this world, is the lowest world in these two aspects. Ki ha-he'ara shebo metzumtzemet me'od ad ketzeh ha-acharon. The light of Hashem is filtered to the last point. It gives off the least light of Hashem in this world. That's why this world is materialistic and it is coarse, it's physical. And in addition to it, the light of Hashem in this world is not only diminished, but it's also obscured. It is covered up with many, many screens. To the point where the light of Hashem is now enmeshed in the klipa of Noga, which is still the neutral klipa, to give life energy to all the pure items in this world, kosher, and included in them is nefesh achiyunit amdaberet sheba adam, the nefesh achiyunit, the nefesh abahamit, that is in the human being. Velachen, therefore, kesemedaberet divrei Torah utfila belo kavana, when the nefesh achiyunit, when the body of the person speaks words of Torah or tfila without kavana, af shehen otiyot kedoshot. Definitely, you're right. The letters of the Torah, the letters of the tefillah, are holy letters. Ve'en klipat noga shebenefesh achiyunit masach mavdil klal lehastir ulchasot al kedushato yitbarach hamlubeshet bahem. The klipat noga does not have the power to bring about hester panim, the second aspect, to cause an obscurity to the kedusha of Hashem that is melubash, that is enmeshed in the otiyot of the Torah. No, klipat noga does not do that. Kemo shei masteret umchasa al kedushato yitbarach shebanefesh achiyunit kesemedaberet dvarim betenim. Like it does obscure when the nefesh achiyunit, when the person speaks dvarim betelim. Then the klipat noga already causes a obscurity of the light of Hashem, not just a diminishment. Or as it is in the nefesh achiyunit of the animals, tehorim. He says, even though we know there is no, this is a statement from the Tikkuni HaZohar, there is no space in the world that is vacant from Hashem, which means, of course, Hashem is everywhere. Mikol makom ihu setimu dechol setimin, but Hashem is the hidden of all hidden. Venikra el mistater, the Navi Yeshaya calls Hashem el mistater. You are the hidden God. Hashem hides Himself. Vegam ha'he'ara ve'itpashtut achiyut mimenu itbarach mistateret bilvushim u'mesachim rabim ba'atzumim ad shenitlapsha ve'nistatra bilvush noga. So the light of Hashem and the life energy that comes from Hashem is obscured and hidden till it reaches Noga. מה שאין כן באותיות הקדושות של דברי תורה ותפילה, however, the letters of the Torah and תפילה, דאדרבה, קליפת נוגה מתהפכת לטוב, ונכללת בקדושה זו כנען. Yes, it has that power to overcome the klipat noga. Klipat noga becomes part of the kedusha. It does not obscure the kedusha of Torah. Now we're talking about Torah and tefillah without kavana, remember? The klipat noga does not obscure the kedusha of the otiyot. But mikol makom, but the first aspect, ha-he'ara shebahem, mikdushato yitbarach, hi bibchinat tzimtzum ad katzeh acharon. But the amount of light is diminished to the last point. Me'achar she'akol ve'adibur u'gashmi, after all, the voice and the speech of the person comes from the human body. And if there's no element of kavana together with it, then it comes out that it's only the physical body that is saying the words. And being that that is the case, there is a tremendous amount of tzimtzum, meaning a diminishment of the light of Hashem in these otiyot of the Torah and the tefillah. Aval bitfila bekavana vetorah bekavana lishma. But when a person prays or learns with the intention of leshem shamayim, so now hare hakavana mitlabeshet beotiyot hadibur. Now it's not just the body that is saying the dibur. Now the kavana, the heart and the mind, the thoughts that a person is thinking, Neshem Shamayim, is now mitlabesh, it is enmeshed together with the letters that he is saying. Ho'il vehi makor v'shoresh lahem. Because they are the reason why he's learning. He's learning because of Neshem Shamayim. It's lishma. Shemechamatau v'sibatau medaber otiyot elu. It's because of that kavana that he's saying the words of Torah, that he's saying the words of tefillah. Oh, lachen, therefore, such a type of Torah and tefillah, hi ma'ala otan ad mekoma, it causes it to go all the way back up to its place, either biyud sfirot di yitzira or de bria, either to the yud sfirot, the 10 sfirot of yitzira, or the 10 sfirot of higher world bria. That depends, lefi ma shehi kavana, depending on the quality of the kavana, if it's bitchilu chimu sichliyim, or tiv'iyim, as we explained before, depending if it is the fear and love of Hashem that comes from the inspiration of the heart and the mind, hasichliyim, that takes the Torah and mitzvot to olam habria, or tiv'iyim, or it's coming with the heart of the instinctive Jewish feelings towards Hashem, hativ'iyim. Okay, so that goes to yetzira, but there is kavana with the tefillah. But there is kavana with the Torah. So it energizes it in a spiritual way. It's able to go up. It's not just a physical word that is coming out. ושם מאיר ומתגלה אור אינסוף ברוך הוא, שהוא רצון העליון ברוך הוא, המלובש באותיות התורה. There, in those worlds, the light of Hashem is manifested, is revealed. That light which is מלובש באותיות התורה, which is woven into the words of the Torah, שלומד ובכוונתן, או בתפילה ובכוונתה, או במצווה ובכוונתה, בהערה גדולה לאין קץ, with a tremendous light. מה שלא יכול להאיר ולהתגלות כלל, which cannot be shown, that light cannot be shown ba'od ha'otiyot ve'ha'mitzvah ba'olam hazeh ha'gashmi, lo mineh ve'lo miktzatet. Cannot, that light cannot be seen in this world that is a world of tzimtzumim and ester panim. Ad et ketz ha'yamin, till the time Mashiach comes, she'it'ale ha'olam migashmiyuto, when the world will rise up from its gashmiyut, ve'nigla kevod Hashem, and then the kavod of Hashem, the light of Hashem, of the Torah, of the mitzvot, will be evident in this world. In this world, kanal be'arichut. We'll stop here for tonight. So just to summarize what we learned over here, the reason why tefillah or Torah shelo bekavana does not ascend is because when it's shelo bekavana, it stays physical. And because it stays physical, it's part of this world, which is a world of tzimtzumim. So although Hashem is right there, of course, the word, you're saying the words of the Ratzon of Hashem. Hashem is right there. But to see it, you can't. It's not going to illuminate in such a way because it is physical. And physical in this world, in Klipat Noga, there is Tzimtzumim. Omnam Hester Panim Nat, he says. There's no Hester Panim. But there is Tzimtzumim. The light cannot be in the same way as it manifests itself, it reveals itself in the upper worlds. When there is Kavana with the Torah, the Kavana is able to bring it up to the world of Yetzirah or Beriah, where there it is illuminated in all its glory. It cannot be seen, this light, here in this world, when we are in a world of Tzimtzum, by design. Until Mashiach comes, when the world will go up from its state of Gashmiut, and will be able to see the light of Hashem, V'nigla Kevod Hashem, here in this world, mamash.
The, it doesn't reach because then we don't get reciprocation back
there? So, of course, in other words, the fact, if we do mitzvot in a way that is able to go higher and higher, that means the quality of the reward comes from a higher place. And it has to do with our neshama. Our neshama enjoys the light that it receives in the Olamot HaElyonim. There is a greater attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His light when the mitzvot are able to go up. That's our tafkid. Our tafkid is to do mitzvot in a way that goes up, l'shorisham ha'elyon, to their shorish. And from that shorish is the makor of all the brachot. Oy v'avoy, if mitzvot stay here. It's like something like a plane that you made from paper that you thought maybe the motor is going to work, and it went right down. It didn't have enough energy to go up. In the next part, in the Haggahah on the bottom, the Balatanya is going to talk about another aspect of our mitzvot, what other effect it does. We spoke till now about the effect of bringing it up to the Olamot HaElyonim. But there's another effect that our mitzvot has in the Olamot HaElyonim, which is called Yichud HaElyon, Yichudim. To take the Gvurot and be Mematek Ur Chasadim is going to explain that in the next part. Zad Hashem.